This week I had a little extra time on my hands, so I decided to do a very short message. And I could think of no chapter better for a very short message than Psalm 117, which, as you may be aware, is the shortest chapter in the Bible, with only 2 verses. The psalm is simple, with a quick invocation and familiar praise to God. My supposition is that this was something of a chorus to be repeated over and over in public worship. It would be strange to sing something so short without singing it a few times, though perhaps it was simply a call to worship and prayer, sung only once to draw attention. Since the psalm is short, I will read it to you from my own translation. Praise Jehovah, all nations! Hail him, all peoples! For great is his merciful love toward us, and the truth of Jehovah endures forever. Praise Jehovah. The psalm opens with a hallelujah, meaning praise, but it is not a hallelujah, because there is no Yah. In this case, Jehovah's name is spelled out entirely, rather than being abbreviated, as we often see it. This call to praise Jehovah is directed not at Israel, as we often see it, but to all nations and all peoples. The word here for nations, goyim, is common enough. It describes a people descended from a common birth, and is not to be confused with the common English misuse of the word nation, in which the word refers to a state or some other form of government. So, for example, the United States is not a nation as strictly defined. The United States is a federal republic. A nation is a group of people connected by birth, like, say, the Cherokee Nation. Obviously, the nations were divided up in Genesis with the Tower of Babel narrative. In contradiction to the word goyim, the word here translated peoples, is a rare one, used only 3 times in the Bible. In the other 2 uses, it describes a national subgroup, specifically a tribe of Ishmael's descendants and a tribe of Midianites, that being the one which was involved in the prostitution conflict at Peor. All these peoples are called upon to hail God and to extol him, or, most literally from the Hebrew, to address him in praise with a loud tone. So then, this verse is a call for every tribe in the world to loudly praise Jehovah, the one true God. And verse 2 tells us why. Earlier this week, in studying Psalm 135, we referenced the common refrain of the Psalms that God's mercy, alternately translated love, endures forever. And while the construction of the phrase is not exactly the same here, the psalmist makes the same familiar point. To that, he adds a few things. In the first place, he notes that Jehovah's mercy toward us endures forever. That us, of course, refers to all the peoples whose praise the psalmist invoked. God shows incredible mercy to all the peoples of the earth, even toward those who only receive common grace. And for this, all people should praise him. To this he adds that God's truth will endure forever. Indeed, God endures forever, and his word is unchanging. Those things which God has told us are good things and permanent things, and we ought to both abide by them and praise God for blessing us with them. And in familiar fashion, the psalm ends in hallelujah. So then, this is Psalm 117. It is a short call to praise, which urges all nations and people to give loud praise to God for his merciful love and enduring truth. Hallelujah. For those of you who are listening to this message away from your computer and are looking for more like it, you can find us at eastjordan.church.